Hello world, this is Raghad Abu Shamara, a Palestinian living in Gaza Strip in this inhuman situation. I'll shed the light on the miseries that I have seen and not efficiently covered by media. Me and my family have evacuated from our home twice in the same day in less than 5 hours. The first time, the whole neighborhood in Nusayrat camp was threatened to evacuate because a fire belt will be bombed. We ran barefoot, holding my three nieces. The oldest is barely 4 years old, not knowing where to go. We went to seek safety in one of our relatives' home, but it wasn't that much better. Because of the severe siege oppressed, there wasn't water. We couldn't clean our feet from sand and rubble. We only did by brushing it up. I saw my little niece's eyes. They were gazing into nowhere. They were shocked, having their first trauma in their lives. A few hours later, once we started to relax, we heard noise and shouting coming from street. Tens of people are running, shouting to those who are in their homes to evacuate. Once again, we ran. We couldn't get all of our stuff, and we were about to forget my little niece. It was after midnight, no light, and we were afraid to turn the flashlight on because of the Zionist warplanes. Our relative is 6 months pregnant. She collapsed on the road. We calmed her down for about an hour so we can reach another safe place. We found an UNRWA school, so we went there. Once we entered, we witnessed a miserable, inhuman situation. Thousands of people sitting on the floor with dust and sweat and blood all over them, with only one doctor to help them. We went to one of the classrooms to sleep, but it was crowded. Over 50 child and 30 women were in a 5x5 room. We slept on the cold floor as there is no blankets or anything to have a human sleep. This is the situation that over 2,000 people living in right now for consequent aid are those people and others who were murdered in their safe homes, who are about 2,200 people with over 700 child and 400 women, a threat to Israel, thus causing electricity, water, and goods on 2 million civilians, a normal thing that doesn't need to be covered on Western media? And does bombing tons of explosives on buildings and hospitals called self-defense? Do not blindly follow what you see and hear. If you support the Ukrainian people and have empathy for them, you should also have empathy and raise your voice for Gazan people.